Box Trick. I am your host, Matt Brady, joined today once again by my good buddy, partner in crime, Ezra Kirk, aka Womprat underscore 2M. Ez, how are we doing today, man?
Dude, I'm awesome. And this is cool. This is cool. You always keep me informed about the new tech, the new games that are coming out and all this stuff. So today's a pretty big, exciting day.
You know, if there's one thing I love, and we only get these every so often, right? We only get these once every couple of years, is new video game console announcements, man. It always feels like, hey, we're about to enter into the next generation of games, okay? I mean, and today is crazy, right? Today is, to me, is the craziest thing because it's like we are at PlayStation 5.
I remember
playing Tomb Raider, Road Rash, NFL Game Day. I mean, what happened to that franchise? Okay.
Yeah, really.
Bloody Roar. I mean, you know, Madden wasn't even like, it was like becoming a thing. I mean, back, you know, the original PlayStation. Tekken, as you were, you said,
Tekken. You used to play Tekken. I loved it. My dad even played it. It was crazy. Yeah, man. I know. It's weird, yeah, because I'm a PlayStation guy. That was my, like, the console that I first bought with my own money. And I was like, this is it. This is mine. It was great, yeah.
It is just crazy to think about how far we've come across the years, right? I mean, PlayStation 1, I was all about. PlayStation 2 is the best-selling video game console of all time. The 3 I kind of missed. The 3 I kind of shifted over to the green. I think you did as well during that generation, a little more into the Xbox 360 generation. But then PlayStation 4 brought me back, right? And
yeah,
the PlayStation 4, a great console, has had but you know, now it's time to move on. Okay.
Right. It is.
I mean, it is. And we are into the next generation. First and foremost, you know, we saw the controller a couple weeks ago, right? We've seen it for a little bit. It's white, looks kind of like a spaceship, looks futuristic. And I was thinking today, I was like, is the console itself going to be white? I was expecting it to look like a white PlayStation 4. And what we have instead is like this, it looks futuristic. It looks sleek. It looks like a sports car.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I could not believe the texture I was seeing on it. I was blown away. It looks freaking amazing. I don't know why you would get anything else.
I mean, it's such a unique design, right? I mean, yeah. I think it looks, God, it's sleek. It's like slender. I mean, it's sexy. I'll just say it. I think it's a sexy looking piece of hardware. And I know I sound like, you know, the nerdiest guy in the world saying that, but I love watching trailers. I really love when all of this new like tech and all of these devices and these companies are like going blow for blow and it's coming out. And I think it looks awesome. It absolutely looks awesome. So it does look like we're getting it in two different versions, one with a disc drive and one without a disc drive, which I'm assuming will cost probably like $50 less or something, right? Which is going to be a digital only version, which I think at this point, a lot of people are shifting more and more towards. I'm obviously going to get the disc version because, right? You can also use it as a 4K Blu-ray player now, which is going to be the new, kind of the new thing. I think it's going to look great in an entertainment center, you know, just like, what is that thing, right? It's going to light up. It looks cool. Yeah. I mean, so as just kind of overall impressions of the console.
Yeah, so I'm looking at it right now, and I mean, just to have that it's you know, it's crazy. It's like got this nice glow in the center. It's got that black, right? It's sort of guarded by these white panels that it just has so many more like dynamics, and like it's so 3D. I don't know. It's amazing, but like the blue, dude, it just looks sharp. Can you imagine that just sitting there in the dark, just glowing? You know,
right? Yeah,
begging you to come play it.
Right. It just looks like, in comparison to the PlayStation 4, because the controller itself, right? I mean, the controller itself is clearly just a PS4 controller. But literally it's like, hey, we're gonna make it look more sleek, more unique. It's white and black, right? Ah, man, it's just, love it, man. I think it looks sweet. I'm with you. I think that those blue lights, you know, because the PlayStation 4 has that light that goes across, and that's cool. Don't get me wrong, that's cool. But this thing blows the PlayStation 4's look out of the water. And I will go on record as saying right now, without question, I think this is my favorite console design that has ever existed. I mean, immediately.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No, I can see that. I can see that because you're looking at it. Just, it's so unique. It doesn't look like anything that we've seen before, really. So,
Ever.
Yeah. So I think that's sort of the thing. It's why it's like, okay, I did not expect that. You know, I'm watching this unfold and the unveiling of this, and I was like, that's not what I thought was coming. And I'm so happy. I could never have envisioned this. So that's cool.
Yeah. And so, you know, as I'm glad I have you on here, because you're somebody that uses the PlayStation 4 in a lot of ways that I don't, right? Like, you actually use the PlayStation 4. Like, I have a Roku, right? And so that's what I have on my main TV. I don't use my PlayStation to do YouTube or Netflix or any of this other stuff that it is capable of doing. And I know there are a lot of people that's what they use. They just use their PlayStation. And so, you know, now it looks like, you know, I'm looking at some of the accessories they have here. And one of them is, I don't know if it's coming with it or not, but it's like that almost Roku, remote, right? Which it looks pretty cool as like a TV kind of remote.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So yeah, I use mine for quite a bit. So, whether it's like just downloading apps or, like you say, playing DVDs or Blu-ray, or hopefully I'm going to be upgrading all of that and, you know, getting a better TV so I can do more with this. But I do. So for me, I'm hoping there's a lot of, you know, this like similar functionality and things that I can do with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to say, I mean, I think I'm going to, I think this is going to go, like, it's kind of weird. I think this will kind of replace our, you know, a Roku and stuff like that. I do have my PS4 kind of out in like our main living room, but I think this is going to be the thing, especially that it's got that remote, because then it seems like, you know, for like my girlfriend, she uses, right, like the Roku. That's what I like about the Roku compared to the Chromecast, right? Is the Chromecast, you have to do it from your phone, which can be kind of like annoying and cumbersome. Whereas the Roku, you have an actual controller. Well, if this has an actual just like TV remote, right, and you don't have to use the PlayStation controller, I think that's pretty cool. So that's just one little tiny thing. It has that headset, which looks super cool too.
Oh,
like,
geez.
That. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And the PlayStation camera and stuff like that. So,
gotta,
man,
it
it looks sick. So, okay. So, as I know you, you watch some of the games. And so there's some I want to talk about, cause that's obviously what we're here for, right? Is to talk about the games. What games do we want? What games are we most excited for? So, you know, there's a lot of games that we know are coming that they didn't show today. There's been a lot of games that have been announced, right? You know, there's a lot of games that are out on PS4, and this will play PS4 games. And so, you know, Destiny just released which was by far our biggest system seller for us and everything for the PlayStation 4. If you upgrade here, you'll Destiny 2 will be on PlayStation 5. And so it'll look gorgeous and amazing on, on PlayStation 5. So some of the games that we kind of looked at here. So I think kind of the first one I want to talk about here is let's just get out of the way. The one I'm most excited for, oddly enough, is Gran Turismo 7. My God. This was the game that I honestly felt like in looking this. Because a lot of trailers, you know, they don't necessarily show you a bunch of gameplay footage. They just show, like, here's a character and it's doing this. Because they're trying to sell the game, right?
Yeah.
And so this game was the game where I was like, this is the power of the PlayStation 5. Right. I mean, this game looks amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sick. I mean, I was telling you when I was watching this, I was just sort of like, yeah, this is something. I mean, I could just sit and watch somebody play this. Like, that's how gorgeous it looks. And it's just got, everything about it is sleek. And I think it is it's a show we're going to show off, you know. We have so many reflective surfaces. We're going to really show you what we can do here, different colors. And yeah, it looks amazing, man.
It's crazy because, like, you know, the Gran Turismo series, right? I mean, it goes all the way back to the original PlayStation, right? I mean, you know, back I was playing Gran Turismo 1 and Gran Turismo 2 on the PlayStation. And then, you know, it kind of went through this weird I know I'm a little more familiar with the series than you. So let me just provide you with some history.
Give it to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Gran Turismo 1 and Gran Turismo 2 are easily some of the biggest, best, like, considered games on the original PlayStation. The old gray box, man, which I loved, right? Gran Turismo 3 is on the PlayStation 2. It does very well. Gran Turismo 4. Then we're waiting for Gran Turismo 5, okay? And it's like we're waiting and a lot of years go by before Gran Turismo 5 comes out. And it's like it's been in development. We see trailer and stuff like that. I mean, it's like I think it's like literally like a 10-year period. I'd have to pull it up. And so Gran Turismo 5 comes out. But in the meantime, right? Because remember, this is like a war, okay, between Sony and Microsoft. Okay, these guys are going blow for blow in games. And Microsoft creates this franchise called Forza. And Forza basically says, no, we are the premier car, you know, like racing franchise. They go get the guys from, and like they do everything perfectly. Okay. I mean, to me this day, I still think Forza 3 is one of the best, if not the best racing game. I mean, you could maybe say ever, right? I mean, they get the guys from Top Gear, right? You know, like the BBC show, right? And like, it's like those okay, British guys, yeah. they're like narrating it. I mean, you can go into like every car and look at like the dash and everything's perfect, right? So Gran Turismo 5 comes out on the PlayStation 3 years and years and years later. It's cool. It's good, but it's not like, it just doesn't come close to Forza. Well, Gran Turismo 6 comes out and it's like, you know, it's basically Gran Turismo 5 with like, but they added like the moon rover. There's a level where you can drive a thing on the moon. It's like, okay, cool, whatever. You know, I mean, literally like, yeah, that's, right. It's like, you know, it's like random, whatever. So now Gran Turismo 7 is here. It's coming out for the PlayStation 5. The PlayStation 5, I'm telling you right now, man, I am so pumped for this thing. It has been a long time since I've really, really been this excited for a new video game console. The PlayStation 4's launch was like, oh, it's cool, but I wasn't like really sure. The Nintendo Switch's launch, I was like, okay, like I'm here, but I really need those like big games. Like, what's the game that's gonna make me get a Switch? And there was nothing really at launch. So this is like the PlayStation 5 will be a
this day is the one.
It's gonna be a day one purchase for me.
Yeah, and so what do you think? So I mean, what's the like? Are there gonna be major differences between this and six? I mean, is it also just that this is, you know, the game
Gran Turismo? Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, yeah, well, yeah. For starters, the difference is the power of the PlayStation 3 compared to the power of the PlayStation 5 are like not even quantifiable. That's like. You're talking about the PlayStation 3 came out in 2006, 2007. We're talking about 2020 now. Let me get a little nerdy here, right? Because I've been explaining this to you a little bit over the past couple of like weeks, because it's really weird, right? So it's like every generation, there's always new stuff, right? Like the hardware is getting more and more powerful, whatever. And so we've gone in this really weird direction, right? So video game consoles in general, let me start here, okay? So video game consoles in general, always one of the things, the big advantage they have over essentially PC games, right, is that it's far easier to design a piece of software for a very specific piece of hardware because you're designing it for one thing. When you design a game for PC, you have to design it in a way that it will work with a number of processors, a number of RAM configurations, a number of graphic cards, a number of whatever. That's why one of the reasons I think that people tend to like Apple products is because, well, it's really easy when Apple, you know, is making this software, because they make it for one. It's okay, iPhone 8 or iPhone 9, right? It's not like what Google has to do and app developers for Android. Well, I got to make it run on the Samsung Galaxy and the Google Pixel and the sure. LG whatever and the this and this and this. It's, oh, it's just the Mac. Just, you know what I mean? It's a lot easier. The same goes with video game consoles, because you're just making it run on the PlayStation 4. So you don't have to develop it to work on all these different things. You develop it to run on one piece of hardware. So what happens a lot early on when video game consoles come out is they tend to, even though hardware, like horsepower wise, are nowhere close to what current PCs are, like on paper, they usually tend to look better because it's easier to develop for a specific piece of hardware. Well, we're now in this really weird situation in which in which like PCs are so outrageously powerful that like it would be almost impossible, I think, to make a $400 device that could theoretically compete. But there is one huge advantage, and that's what's happening here with the PlayStation 5, and that is the SSD drive. So I've been talking to you a lot about this, off podcast and stuff like that, and why it's so important and what it does. So, you know, the biggest change we're going to see this generation is, I mean, graphics always improve, you know, frame rate always improves, stuff like that. But I think the biggest thing we're going to see in this generation is like level design and the way in which we play games is going to change. And it's hard to really show that, I think, in a trailer until you actually sit down and play the game. Because we've talked about this, right? Like, you know, sometimes you're in a game and you're like, okay, like let's say Destiny, for example, mm-hmm. right? So we're playing Destiny, we're out on patrol, we're like, okay, well, all right, I'm in this area. Okay, you're over here. Okay, let me jump on my Sparrow, which is your little speeder bike, and I'll come over. And you go through these like long tunnels. Well, the reason you go through those long tunnels is, one, you know, like, okay, like let's make it seem like we actually have to, you know, travel a bit of a ways. But the real reason you have to do it is because game developers have to put in artificial areas in order to actually allow the game to load the next segment, right? Because it's on like a spinning hard drive. It's got to, all right, find that data, grab the data, you know, and then it uses the RAM. And it then generates the level, which is like, you know, like sometimes it's like, you know, when you're on like a long elevator in a video game or something like that, you know, mm-hmm. and then sure. waiting. Well, so the biggest difference now is that the hard drive data is going to be able to be received so much faster, like not even comparatively close, faster, that they're theorizing and saying, one, like areas are going to be able to be much bigger, much more expansive. You're gonna be able to have more enemies, more like all this kind of stuff in there, right? The other thing sure. they said is that, oddly enough, we may actually be able to reduce hard drive storage space, right? Because, so like, think about it like this, right? When you have, say you have a big map, right? Like we'll use Destiny again. You have your big map, okay? And so you've got like five segments, like say we're on Earth, right? The Cosmodrome, right? Or whatever it is. Well, exactly. Okay, so you've got this area here, you've got a tunnel that goes over here, then you've got this area. Well, so in the game save file, in area one, you have like assets, right? Like you have trees and you have like rocks and you have like a train that's busted up. Okay, well, they use oftentimes the same assets, like it's the same type of tree that you see in all of these different places, but you have to then have those same assets stored in other areas. So it doesn't just say, oh, generate this one tree that we have an image of or whatever, like 100 times. It says, no, you need 100 trees. You see what I'm saying? So then you have to have 100 picture files, you know, as an example, right?
Gotcha.
Right. So you have to have that. You have to have that times all of these different areas. So that ends up being more data. So what what they're theorizing now and what they're saying is that, well, what we may actually be able to do, and again, this is like totally new technology and it's going to take game developers and stuff while to say is, do we need to do that anymore? Can we actually because the speed is so fast, just pull that one asset that many times? And so then you have far less assets in your save file, which means, like, one, it's your game sizes are a lot smaller. And then that also means that you will also be able to have more games. Downloading expansions isn't as cumbersome. It doesn't take as long for a game to update. Like, a lot of there's gonna be a lot of quality of life stuff inside of the PlayStation 5 that we're gonna be like, oh my God, this is so much better than it was before. Like, not just gameplay.
Yeah.
Like, not just graphics. And that, yeah.
Yeah. And so you're saying that comes down to this SSD.
Absolutely.
Making that more of a
faster. Like, I don't know what the amount of time it is, but it's like, it'd be like, you know, 6 to 8, I mean, I don't know, like 20 times faster, right? I mean, you're talking like enormously faster hardware and stuff like that. So it's gonna be super freaking cool.
Yeah. great.
Is the thing. So, okay. So Gran Turismo, definitely that was one that I was super excited for. We watched a couple more trailers. The new Spider-Man game, right? Miles Morales. That looks cool. Spider-Man for the PlayStation 4 was definitely a big game. I was really stoked for, really excited about. I played, absolutely loved. Let's see. We both watched the trailer for that Project Athea. I mean, that seems like some sort of new title. It's designed specifically for PS5. I mean, there's a game. I mean, just, my God, just the graphics on that thing looked sick.
Yeah, absolutely, they do. I was really intrigued by this. I mean, it's just, we're following this girl walking around in a world not her own, right? There's these different creatures. You're jumping super high in the air, and the detail, and again, it just looks amazing. I mean, there's so much detail on this landscape, you know, where we're kind of showing off some of the, our abilities, I guess. So yeah, it looks amazing. I don't really know what it's about or anything, right?
Me either.
Not much is known about it, right?
No, okay. No. I totally think it's just kind of a first look at this. I'm gonna pull up the trailer actually here, right here. Oh, and it's like their leading thing, because to me, I think this was, in terms of like graphics, this is the game where I was like, oh my God, man, this thing is just, well, I mean, obviously Gran Turismo, but I mean, yeah, I mean, just, you look at this and you're just like, there's no way you can, it's so easy to look at this and be like, there's no way this could run on PS4.
Difficult. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Cause you can see so far, it just seems like there's this world is huge. And yeah, I don't know where all you can go in it, but I mean, it looks like you can do anything. I mean,
it's definitely got some sort of, there's definitely a lot of magic going on in it. I mean, the world is just, I mean, stunning. I mean, it is just absolutely gorgeous. There's really only like 20 seconds of gameplay, but at one point she uses, like, when she's running and jumping, right? I mean, then she uses like vines to kind of like pull stuff up. I mean, it looks, I'm really looking for that game that's like the launch game that's like, this is like, boom, what I'm getting the system for. But yeah, I mean, it looks gorgeous. So we looked at that. And then one that actually, maybe this probably be the last one we talk about here. One that actually kind of surprised me and looking really cool was this game, Destruction All-Stars. I gotta say, okay, it's basically Twisted Metal, right? Like, which is like vehicular kind of combat. They have these really kind of cartoony characters, and you're in this kind of like arena, it looks like chaos, right? Like, you're just, you know, running. It looks like you can get out of your car at some point, run around. You're just smashing into each other. This is like the kind of game that I think, like, you know, we have our buddy Tom, we play, you know, play Destiny with him and stuff like that. And it's like, this is totally that kind of game that is like, oh, hey, we're going to sit down. We're going to kind of sit down for a night, fire up Discord or PlayStation chat, and just kind of like, you know, go nuts, just having absolute mayhem.
Yeah. It looks awesome. Yeah. It's totally just crazy. You know, it's funny as you talked about it being, similar to Twisted Metal, and you asked me if I had played that game back in the day or whatever. And I thought I have played it, but, I had to go look again, and I was like, oh yeah, there's a reason why I didn't play this. Go look at the Twisted Metal cover.
The clown.
My mother would never let me, you know,
exactly. Like
that. But yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, it's one of those. It's just an awesome game. You sit down, you're just smashing stuff. It's just sort of a, you know, go crazy or like, oh, look at that. Look what happened there. Yeah.
Or it's kind of, in a way, it's kind of similar to Rocket League, right? Like, you know, we've definitely played some Rocket League. So yeah, I mean, again, yeah, there was a bunch more games that they definitely showed off. And I, again, ultimately to me, the system itself just looks gorgeous. And I am totally, totally excited, totally pumped for this thing, totally ready. This holiday season we'll be buying.
That's what I was gonna say. When's it come out? When's the like, do we know, like, just for Christmas? No, I mean, can I buy
it? They haven't said just holiday.
But this holiday, right? I mean, this coming 2020.
Oh, this, yeah.
Yeah.
Normally video game consoles come out in November.
Okay.
November is almost always when you release I mean, for the most part, I would say that and September, November is the perfect time you want to release. One, it's just into the holiday season enough that everyone's going to get it for Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's before Black Friday, which of course these things do not go on sale on Black Friday, but they know that everyone's out in the mall,
right? Yeah,
buying them for Black Friday, and yeah. Again, it's that holiday season, right? And so it gives it just enough time to come out, hit the store shelves, be loaded for Christmas, so that everyone can be like, oh God, this is what I want for Christmas, right? I mean, that's why they always release it during that time.
Yeah, that sounds great. I can't wait then. That's perfect. This is great.
Yeah. So all right, Ez, I want to thank you for joining me here today. I just kind of wanted to, we just watched the PlayStation event and said, hey, let's dive on here, do some talking about it. And yeah, man, appreciate it. Ez, I know I kind of said it earlier, but where can people find you on the internet?
Yeah, thanks, man. I always love, you know, hopping on Boxstrick. This is always fun. Fun time for me. So you can follow me at womprat_2m on Twitter. So it's at womprat_2m.
Absolutely. You can find me anywhere on the internet at Super Gains Bros. And you can find Ez and I on a variety of podcasts. He does join me here from time to time on Boxstrick. We also do a Game of Thrones podcast called Bend the Knee. We do a Star Wars podcast called Hyperspace Hangout, and we do a Wheel of Time podcast called Heroes of the Horn. And who knows, maybe we'll launch another one someday. but right now, this is kind of, I think 3 to 4 is plenty. So, all right, Ez, thanks for joining me. I want to thank you guys for watching here, for those of you that are watching on YouTube, and thank the rest of you guys for listening.